This is Noah here, and I'm here to make another one of my stories. Today's story is called Owl Island. One day, there was a flood that covered the whole earth. The dolphins, fish, and whales went, "Yippee! Finally, there's more water and room for us to swim around." But the animals went, "Ah!" The smaller animals like mouse and muskrat would climb onto leaves, rocks, and twigs floating along the water. But the bigger animals, like dog, would try to do the doggy paddle to keep afloat. And there happened to be a log which had a frog, a pig, a rabbit, and an owl. The owl was a very old owl. But the owl knew the secret. The only way to stop the flood was get moss from the bottom of the ocean on a rock. But owl was too old to try to get it, and owl could not swim. Frog said,
I will try to get it. I'm a very good swimmer.
And he dove into the deep sea. He came up about a week later and said,
"I'm the hero, my friends."
It happened that he had gone down. There was good news and there was bad news. He had survived, but the bad news was he had not found any moss from the bottom of the ocean. Then Pig said,
"I will get the moss from the bottom of the ocean and dove in."
He came up about two weeks after, and said,
"Who is the pig? I am the pig. I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is I'm alive, as you can clearly see. And the bad news is I did not find moss from the bottom of the ocean."
It was Rabbit's turn now. He dove down into the deep blue flood. He was gone for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month, 2 months. He finally came back after 2 months and 3 weeks, and with a clutched fist, and laid on the deck panting. Owl opened a little rabbit's hand, and guess what Owl found? A piece of moss attached to a rock. Owl said, "Great job, rabbit," and he threw up the rock into the air. Then suddenly it turned into a land which fell down onto the earth. They called it Owl Island, but we now call it Earth. The end.